more money to help people put solar panels on their houses and heat pumps in them to help cut emissions and fuel bills. That's the latest call of the Climate Change Advisory Council, set up by the state to help Ireland reach targets to cut carbon emissions in half by 2030 compared to 2018 as part of an EU and global plan to try and limit global warming to below 2 degrees Celsius and avoid or at least slow down the more devastating consequences of overheating. Last year, emissions from homes and other buildings went up. Mary Donnelly is with us. She's chairperson of the Climate Change Advisory Council. Thank you very much for coming into us again this morning. Emissions from homes increased last year. Why?
Well, the short answer for that one is that we had a colder winter last year and people therefore were using more heat. And what we've come out with today is the chapter on the built environment, focusing mainly on heating our homes and our businesses and our offices and shops. And the concern that we have is that whilst retrofits are good and they're happening and need to be more, they need to be accompanied with a change in the heating system to move out of fossil fuel heating systems into new technologies like, for example, heat pumps. And just as one of the figures in this area, we had a look at the retrofits that took place last year. Of those that were done with the one-stop shops, 90% of those retrofits changed their heating system to a heat pump because they had support, they had technical advice, they had assistance in the process. Of those retrofits where people did it themselves, and that's perfectly all right as well, less than 10% introduced a heat pump. So the real message here is that we need to have support for people. It's a new technology. We need to assist them and support them in the process of introducing it. But the second part of what we're saying is that we need to maintain the grants for solar panels, because the solar panels can produce the electricity for free, effectively, which will run the heat pump and save people money. And the concern we have is that by reducing the support for the solar panels...
Which it is being, because the maximum grant at the moment is around 1,800 euro and it's been cut by 300 euro, is that right?
That's right. So the saving for the government is about 10 million. And we're saying leave the money in place, continue to support people, get solar panels on the roof and let people be autonomous in terms of running their heat pumps and their electricity system.
The department points out that last year, 421 million of capital expenditure allocated with almost 54,000 home energy upgrades completed. And say this year, a record capital budget of over 550 million euro has been allocated. This allocation will support over 64,500 home energy upgrades. What's available then for a heat pump? How much help can you get?
So there's a very good grant for a heat pump. It's about 6,500, but that actually goes up when you add in things like heat controls and other measures.
And that's not being cut, no?
That's not being cut. For the moment, that's being made. But just to explain, the retrofit is very good. It's about energy efficiency, reducing demand, which saves people money. But the heat pump is about changing from a fossil fuel to a non-carbon emitting heating system.
But it's very expensive.
It is expensive, and that's why it's important that you have the support, for example, through the one-stop shops, to introduce it and to use it. But when it's in place, it's saving anywhere between 500 and 800 euros a year in your heating bill.
The Climate Change Advisory Council, as I mentioned, set up by the state to help Ireland reach targets. And I asked the question of you that we ask of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, which were set up by the state to make sure we didn't crash the economy again. Are they listening to you?
Yes and no. We see some changes. We see other areas that we would like to see implemented that are not being implemented. And as a general comment, I would say the rate and speed of reaction is too slow. This is a crisis. We're in a crisis. We cannot wait for 2 or 3 or 4 years for policy changes, for supports to be put in place that allow people to make the changes that are necessary.
Mary Donnelly, thank you very much for coming into us again. Mary is chairperson of the Climate Change Advisory Council.